You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
The late afternoon light filtered through the trees, casting elongated shadows across the forest floor as Lena wandered the outskirts of her small town. She had always found solace in nature, a refuge from the mundane rhythms of her daily life. Today, however, an inexplicable pull guided her deeper into the woods, away from the familiar trails and toward the unknown. The air was thick with anticipation, and an electric energy tingled at her fingertips, urging her forward. As she ventured further, the dense underbrush gave way to a rocky outcrop, and at its base she discovered a cave mouth half hidden by ivy and moss. Curiosity ignited within her. She hesitated for a moment, the cool breeze whispering warnings, but the magnetism of the cave was undeniable. With a determined breath, she stepped inside, the darkness enveloping her like a shroud. Inside, the cave was a world apart from the vibrant life outside. Stalactites hung from the ceiling like ancient teeth, and the air was cool and damp. As she moved cautiously forward, her footsteps echoed ominously against the stone walls, a haunting melody that seemed to respond to her presence. The deeper she went, the more the whispers of the cave intertwined with her thoughts, creating a symphony of uncertainty and intrigue. "Hello," she called, her voice wavering slightly. The cave swallowed her words, returning nothing but silence. Yet as she ventured deeper, she felt a presence, an unseen force that both frightened and fascinated her. Shadows danced along the walls, and she instinctively quickened her pace, drawn to a faint glow emanating from further within. Suddenly, without warning, the ground shifted beneath her and she stumbled, catching herself against a rough stone wall. A low growl reverberated through the silence, sending chills down her spine. Lena's heart raced as she turned to face the source of the sound. Emerging from the shadows was Roon, a tall and imposing figure, his presence commanding and fierce. His eyes, a deep shade of amber, locked onto hers, radiating a power that made her blood run cold. "What are you doing here, human?" Roon's voice was smooth yet laced with authority, resonating through the cave like a drumbeat. The pack behind him emerged from the darkness, their eyes glinting with curiosity and caution. Lena's breath caught in her throat, she was surrounded. I was just exploring," she stammered, the bravado she normally possessed fading under their scrutinizing gazes. "I didn't mean to intrude." Roon stepped closer, his gaze piercing. "You are not just an intruder. You possess something we have been searching for. An ancient prophecy speaks of a key, and you are that key." His words wrapped around her like chains, igniting a mixture of fear and fascination. "Prophecy? I don't understand," Lena replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "I'm just a girl from a small town." "Not just any girl," Roon countered, his voice dropping to an almost hypnotic whisper. "You are bound to us in ways you cannot yet comprehend." He took another step forward, the air between them thick with tension. "Listen to my words, Lena. They hold power. You are meant for more than this mundane existence." Lena felt a strange warmth wash over her, a magnetic pull toward Roon that made her heart race and her thoughts swirl. "I don't want any part of this," she protested, taking a step back, her instincts screaming for her to flee. Yet even as she spoke, a part of her yearned to stay, to understand the connection he claimed existed between them. Roon tilted his head, studying her with an intensity that made her skin prickle. "You cannot resist it. The cave has awakened something within you, a calling that you cannot ignore." His voice lowered further, the words slipping into her consciousness like a gentle caress. "You are destined to walk this path whether you accept it or not." The air crackled with energy and Lena's resolve began to waver. She shook her head, trying to clear her thoughts. "I don't believe in destiny or prophecies. I'm just me." "Who you are is not enough to protect you from what is coming," Roon replied, his tone shifting from alluring to urgent. "You need to embrace your role to stand with us. The shadows that haunt this cave are not merely echoes. They are warnings of a darkness on the horizon." Suddenly, the atmosphere shifted again, and a distant rumble echoed through the cave as if in response to Rune's words. Lena felt the ground tremble beneath her feet, a visceral reminder of the danger lurking beyond the cave's entrance. Panic surged within her. "I need to leave," she said, her voice trembling as she turned to retreat. But Rune was faster, stepping in front of her with an intensity that made her heart pound. "You cannot leave. Not yet. You must understand our world, the forces at play. You've awakened something powerful in this cave, and it cannot be undone." Lena's mind raced, grappling with the implications of his words. "What do you mean, awaken something?" "I didn't do anything," she exclaimed, frustration spilling over. "I just wanted to explore." "Exploration has consequences," Rune replied, his voice firm yet softening slightly as if he understood the turmoil within her. "You have entered sacred ground, a place where our kind has sought refuge for centuries. Your arrival has stirred the echoes of our ancestors. You are part of something greater, Lena." As she searched his eyes, she felt the weight of his gaze, the intensity of his presence threatening to draw her in. The pull was intoxicating, a mixture of fear and something more profound, a connection she couldn't quite define. "I don't want any part of this," she repeated, though her voice lacked conviction. Rune stepped back, giving her space, but the tension remained. "You will understand in time. The prophecy is not just a story. It is a path that intertwines our fates. You have been chosen." He paused, his expression softening. "And I will protect you even if you refuse to acknowledge your place in this." Lena shook her head, fighting against the allure of his words. "I don't need protection. I can take care of myself." His lips curled into a faint smile, both amused and understanding. "You may think that, but the world outside this cave is far more dangerous than you realize. You have only scratched the surface of what lies ahead." The shadows deepened around them, and a sense of foreboding settled in the air. Lena could feel the weight of his words pressing down on her, but she refused to give in. "I'm not afraid of the outside world," she said defiantly, though a part of her trembled at the uncertainty that lay ahead. "Then let us see how brave you truly are," Rune challenged, his gaze unwavering. "You may be just a girl from a small town, but you are destined for so much more. Embrace it, Lena. Whatever you are meant to be, you will find it here within these walls." As he spoke, the cave seemed to pulse with energy, the echoes amplifying his voice as if the very stones were alive. Lena felt a shiver run down her spine, a strange mix of fear and excitement. The cave held secrets, and she was standing on the precipice of something monumental, whether she wanted to or not. With a deep breath, she squared her shoulders, steeling herself against the tide of emotions swirling within her. "I don't know what I'm meant to be," she admitted, her voice softer now, "but I won't let you dictate my fate." Rune regarded her with a mixture of admiration and something darker. "Then let the cave reveal its truths," he said, his voice both a challenge and an invitation. As the echoes danced around them, Lena took her first step into the unknown, the weight of destiny pressing down upon her as she faced the shadows that loomed ahead. As the flickering torchlight danced across the cave walls, casting elongated shadows that twisted and turned like the emotions swirling within her, Lena stood before Rune, her heart racing. The weight of his gaze pressed against her, an invisible bond that both exhilarated and terrified her. She had come to this cave seeking an adventure, but now she found herself entangled in a prophecy that felt as ancient as the stones surrounding them. "Lena," Rune began, his voice low and resonant, echoing slightly in the cavern. "The prophecy, it speaks of a union, a joining of our spirits that is essential to prevent a catastrophe that threatens our kind." He stepped closer, his presence overwhelming. "You are not just a passerby, you are part of this destiny." Lena's mind raced as she processed his words. "But how can that be? I'm just a girl from a small town. I don't know anything about prophecies or werewolves." Her voice trembled, a mixture of fear and disbelief slicing through her confusion. Rune's expression softened, and he reached out, brushing his fingers against her arm, sending a shiver coursing through her. "You may feel ordinary, but there is something extraordinary about you. Your arrival has awakened forces that have long been dormant. The cave itself recognizes you." "Recognizes me?" she echoed, her skepticism battling with the undeniable pull she felt toward him. "What do you mean?" "There is a connection between us," he replied, his intensity unwavering. The prophecy foretells that a girl with a heart untainted by darkness would enter this cave, and with her, the Alpha would unite to protect the pack from an encroaching shadow. That girl is you, Lena. The implications of his words washed over her like a tidal wave, threatening to drown her in uncertainty. And what if I refuse? She asked, her voice barely a whisper, as if the very thought of defiance might shatter the fragile moment they shared. Rune's gaze darkened momentarily, a flicker of vulnerability crossing his features. You cannot refuse what is destined. The whispers of fate are stronger than chains. You feel it, don't you? His voice was low, almost seductive, urging her to acknowledge the truth lurking within her heart. Lena felt the truth, but it frightened her more than anything. I don't know what I feel, she admitted, looking away, unable to meet his piercing eyes. I want to run to escape this place and the power you wield over me. Running won't change your fate, he said softly, stepping closer until the warmth of his body enveloped her. But I will not force you. You deserve to choose your path. As if on cue, the air around them shifted, charged with an energy that made her skin tingle. She felt the weight of the prophecy pressing down on her, and yet, deep within, a flicker of curiosity ignited. What happens if I agree? She asked, her heart pounding as she lifted her gaze back to his. Then we will join our spirits, and together we will face the darkness that threatens not just the pack but all of our kind. Rune's voice was steady, imbued with a conviction that both reassured and terrified her. Is there no other way? Lena pressed, her instincts screaming for her to find a way out of this entanglement. There may be alternatives, he replied, his expression contemplative, but they are fraught with danger. A union of our spirits is the safest path, though it comes with its own risks. Risks? She echoed, her heart racing. What kind of risks? Trust, he said, his voice dropping to a whisper as he leaned closer, their breaths mingling in the dim light. You will have to trust me and trust in what we can become together. It is not just about you and me, it is about the survival of my pack. Lena felt the heat radiating from him, the magnetic pull of his presence drawing her in like moth to flame. And what if I can't trust you? What if I can't embrace this destiny? She challenged, her voice trembling with uncertainty. Then we will face the consequences together, he said, his tone resolute. But I promise you, Lena, I will protect you with my life. You may not believe it now, but you are stronger than you know. Before she could respond, the sound of footsteps echoed through the cave, causing both of them to turn. A group of wolves emerged from the shadows, their eyes glinting in the torchlight. Lena's heart raced again, a mix of fear and curiosity washing over her. Alpha, one of them said, a tall figure with a mane of dark fur and a commanding presence. We've been waiting for you. The pack is uneasy. His gaze flickered to Lena, suspicion clouding his features. Who is she? Lena, Rune introduced her, his voice firm. She is the key to our survival. The prophecy binds us. Murmurs rippled through the group, and Lena felt their wary eyes on her, assessing her worthiness. A human, one of the wolves scoffed, crossing his arms. You expect us to trust her? Enough. Rune's voice rang out, authoritative and fierce. This is not a time for doubt. We are on the brink of something monumental, and I will not let fear guide our actions. He turned to Lena, his gaze softening again. You have a choice, Lena. Trust in what we can achieve together, or stand aside and let the darkness consume us. Lena stood frozen, caught between the Alpha's unwavering confidence and the skepticism of the pack. She could feel their uncertainty, their apprehension toward her presence, and it only fueled her doubts. But as Rune's eyes bore into hers, she felt a flicker of resolve igniting within her. I need time to think, she finally managed, her voice steadier than before. All of this is so overwhelming. Take all the time you need, Rune said, though his eyes betrayed a hint of disappointment. But know that the longer you hesitate, the closer we come to the darkness. As the pack dispersed, leaving Lena and Rune alone once more, the weight of the night settled around them like a shroud. The stars outside the cave flickered against the deep blue sky, a stark contrast to the uncertainty swirling within her. Lena, Rune said, breaking the silence that enveloped them. I know this is a lot to process, but I assure you, you are not alone. I will guide you through this. She turned to him, searching his face for any hint of deception. Instead, she found sincerity, a fierce determination that both frightened and thrilled her. "But what if I'm not the one you need?" she asked, her voice trembling. "What if I'm just a mistake in this prophecy?" "Then we will face that truth together," he replied, stepping closer once again, his warmth seeping into her very being. "But I don't believe that. I feel it in my bones. You are meant to be here with me." The intensity of his gaze sent a shiver through her. In that moment, beneath the starlit sky, she felt a flicker of hope amidst the chaos of her thoughts. Perhaps, just perhaps, she could embrace this new reality. But as she stood there, torn between fear and desire, she knew that the journey ahead would challenge everything she thought she knew about herself, and the world she had stumbled into. As the night deepened, the echoes of the cave whispered around them, intertwining with the uncertainty of fate. The path before her was unclear, but one thing was certain. Whatever lay ahead, it would not be a journey she would face alone. As Lena stepped into the hidden chamber, the air felt thick with history. The walls were adorned with ancient murals, their colors faded but the emotions they conveyed still vibrant. Each stroke of the brush seemed to pulse with life, recounting tales of battles fought, bonds forged, and destinies entwined. Lena's heart raced as she traced her fingers over the intricate designs, each line whispering secrets of the prophecy she had barely begun to comprehend. "Look at this," she murmured, her voice a hushed reverence that echoed in the vastness of the chamber. The murals depicted a pair of wolves, one dark as the night and the other glowing like the dawn, locked in a fierce embrace. "It's beautiful." Rune stepped closer, his presence overwhelming yet oddly comforting. His eyes scanned the murals with a mix of awe and sorrow. "It's more than just beauty, Lena. It's a reminder of what we must face. The union they represent is not just a bond. It's a necessity for survival." Lena's gaze fell upon a particularly striking image of a woman standing between the two wolves, her arms outstretched as if to bridge the gap between light and darkness. "Who is she?" Lena asked, her curiosity piqued. "That's the Oracle," Rune replied, his tone somber. "She is both a guide and a guardian. Her warnings are not to be taken lightly." He stepped back, allowing Lena space to absorb the weight of the moment. "The echoes in this cave speak of more than just our past. They whisper of our future." As if on cue, a soft wind swept through the chamber, carrying with it a chorus of muted voices. The echoes seemed to swirl around them, weaving a tapestry of sound that filled Lena's mind with fragments of prophecy. "Beware the shadows that linger," they said in unison, their tone both melodic and foreboding. "For the bond that binds may also break." "What does that mean?" Lena asked, her voice trembling slightly. The weight of the words pressed down on her, a reminder of the precarious position she found herself in. Rune's expression hardened. "It means that while our connection may be vital, it also carries risks. The curse that binds me to this prophecy is not without its dangers. It intertwines our fates, but it also threatens to unravel everything if we're not careful." Lena's heart sank at his words. "A curse? You didn't mention that before." She felt a flicker of fear ignite within her, battling against the warmth that his presence always seemed to evoke. "I didn't want to burden you with it," Rune admitted, his voice low and filled with regret. "But you deserve to know. My connection to you is both a blessing and a curse. If we fail to fulfill the prophecy, it could mean the end of everything we hold dear." "Why do you think I'm the key?" Lena felt a surge of defiance rise within her. "I'm just a girl who stumbled into your world. I'm not a part of this prophecy." Rune stepped closer, his gaze piercing. "You are more than just a girl, Lena. The moment you entered this cave, the very essence of the prophecy shifted. You awakened forces that had lain dormant for centuries. You are linked to this destiny whether you accept it or not." Lena swallowed hard, grappling with the enormity of his words. "But I don't want this. I want to go home, back to my normal life." She clenched her fists, fighting against a tide of emotions. The allure of Rune, the pull of the prophecy, and the fear of the unknown swirled inside her like a tempest. "Home is not where you think it is anymore," Rune replied gently. "You can't go back to a life that no longer exists for you. This is your reality now, and you must decide how to navigate it." Before she could respond, Rune's expression shifted to one of intense concentration. "We must move deeper into the cave. The Oracle awaits." He turned, leading the way down a narrow passage that seemed to pulse with energy. As they walked, the air grew cooler, and the echoes of their footsteps mingled with the whispers of the cave. Lena felt a strange mix of fear and excitement coursing through her veins. She could sense that they were nearing something significant, something that could change everything. The passage opened into a larger chamber, illuminated by an ethereal glow that seemed to emanate from the walls themselves. At the center stood the Oracle, an ancient figure draped in flowing robes that shimmered like starlight. Her eyes were deep pools of wisdom, and as she regarded Lena and Rune, the air crackled with anticipation. "Welcome, children of fate," the Oracle spoke, her voice a melodic chime that resonated through the chamber. "You have come seeking answers, and answers you shall receive." Lena felt her heart race as she stepped forward, drawn to the Oracle's presence. "We need to understand the prophecy," she said, her voice steady despite the turmoil within her. "What must we do?" The Oracle regarded her with a knowing smile. "The path you tread is fraught with danger, yet it is also lined with possibilities. The bond you share is both a weapon and a shield. But heed my warning, the darkness that pursues you is relentless." Rune stiffened beside her, his protective instincts flaring. "What darkness?" he demanded, his voice low and fierce. "The shadows of the past seek to reclaim what they believe is theirs," the Oracle replied, her gaze unwavering. "You must be prepared to face them, for they will stop at nothing to sever the bond that ties you together." Lena's breath caught in her throat. "What do you mean?" She looked between Rune and the Oracle, searching for clarity. "The curse that binds you, Rune, is tied to the shadows. They will attempt to manipulate your fears, to drive a wedge between you and Lena," the Oracle explained, her tone grave. "Only by embracing your connection can you hope to overcome them." "And if we fail?" Lena whispered, the weight of the question pressing down upon her. "Then the darkness will consume you both," the Oracle replied, her voice a chilling echo that filled the chamber. "But fear not, for within the depths of your bond lies the strength to conquer even the most formidable of foes." Rune's hand found Lena's, a reassuring touch that sent a jolt of warmth through her. "We'll face this together," he vowed, his voice steady despite the uncertainty that loomed ahead. Lena nodded, her heart racing as she squeezed his hand tightly. "Together," she echoed, the word a lifeline in the tempest of her emotions. The Oracle's gaze softened. "Remember, the echoes of your choices will ripple through time. Choose wisely, for every decision shapes your destiny." As the Oracle's words settled in the air, Lena felt a shift within her, a flicker of determination igniting in her chest. She may not fully understand the depth of the prophecy or the curse binding her to Rune, but one thing was clear: she would not face this darkness alone. Together, they would unravel the mysteries that lay ahead, forging their path amidst the shadows that threatened to consume them. The cave pulsed with an uneasy tension as whispers of uncertainty rippled through Rune's pack. The air felt charged, thick with anticipation, and as Lena stood amidst the members of the pack, she could sense their wariness toward her. They regarded her with a mix of curiosity and suspicion, and she could feel their eyes bore into her, each gaze a silent accusation. Rumors had begun to swirl, stories of a rival clan lurking in the shadows, poised to challenge Rune's authority and claim their territory. The thought of being the catalyst for such chaos filled Lena with dread. "Why do we even trust her?" a voice cut through the murmurs, sharp and accusatory. It belonged to Kellen, a lean, muscular wolf with a reputation for being fiercely protective of his own. His words struck a nerve and Lena's heart raced. "Enough, Kellen," Rune's voice thundered, firm and commanding. The alpha stepped forward, his presence demanding attention. "Lena is not the enemy. She is essential to our survival." Lena's pulse quickened at Rune's words, a strange mixture of pride and anxiety swelling within her. She wanted to believe in the bond they had begun to forge, but the weight of the prophecy loomed over her like a dark cloud. What did it mean to be essential? The pack's eyes shifted between Rune and her, the tension palpable in the air. Kellen scoffed, crossing his arms defiantly. "Essential? You're blinded by your feelings for her. This is just a girl, Rune. She could very well be a pawn in the game our enemies are playing." "Enough." Rune's voice rose, echoing off the cave walls. "Lena is not a pawn. She is part of the prophecy that binds us all. We need to unite, not divide." Lena felt a rush of gratitude toward Rune, but it was quickly overshadowed by uncertainty. "I don't want to be a source of conflict," she spoke up, her voice trembling as she stepped forward. I came here by accident. I never meant to interfere with your lives. Then leave, Kellen shot back, the hostility in his tone unmistakable. You're a distraction we don't need. Enough. Rune repeated, his gaze fierce. You all need to understand that the threat is real. The rival clan is not just a rumor. They are a danger to our very existence. We need to focus on that, not on our insecurities regarding Lena. The pack fell silent, the tension thickening as Rune's words sunk in. Lena could feel the heat of their gazes, the mixture of doubt and acceptance swirling around her. She took a breath, trying to steady her racing heart. I want to help, she said softly, her voice steadying as she continued. If there's anything I can do, please let me know. Rune's expression softened momentarily, pride glimmering in his eyes. Your willingness speaks volumes, Lena, he acknowledged. But we must tread carefully. The rival clan will use any weakness against us. Then we need a plan, Kellen interjected, his tone begrudgingly respectful. If we're to face this threat, we need to be united, and that includes trusting her. The room buzzed with murmurs of agreement, and Lena felt a flicker of hope ignite within her. Perhaps she could find a way to earn their trust, to prove that she was more than just an outsider. As the discussions continued, Rune's gaze lingered on Lena, a silent promise passing between them. She felt the weight of his scrutiny, the intensity of his loyalty, and it both thrilled and terrified her. Later that evening, after the pack had dispersed, Rune and Lena found themselves alone in the cave's shadowy recesses. The air hung heavy with unspoken words. The flickering light from the torches cast dancing shadows on the walls, creating an intimate cocoon around them. Thank you for standing up for me, Lena said, breaking the silence. I didn't expect that from you. Rune studied her, his expression serious. You have to understand, Lena. The prophecy isn't just about you or me. It's about our entire pack. I cannot afford to lose you to fear or doubt. Lena swallowed hard, her heart thudding in her chest. But what if I am the cause of that fear? What if my presence brings danger? Rune took a step closer, the warmth radiating from him enveloping her. You are not the cause of our troubles. You are the key to facing them. I fear what might happen if you're not by my side. The intensity of his gaze locked her in place, and she felt a swirl of emotions. Fear, desire, and an aching connection that was both exhilarating and frightening. Rune, I don't know if I can live up to that. I'm just a girl who stumbled into your world. A world that seems to be intertwined with yours now, he replied, his voice low and steady. You are stronger than you realize, Lena. The echoes of this cave have chosen you for a reason. Chosen? She echoed, the weight of his words pressing down on her. What if I fail? What if I can't fulfill the prophecy? Rune reached out, his fingers brushing against her arm, sending a rush of warmth coursing through her. You won't be alone. I will be with you every step of the way. We will face whatever comes together. Lena felt her resolve strengthen at his words. She took a deep breath, the scent of earth and stone filling her lungs. I want to believe that we can do this, that I can be a part of your world, but the darkness feels so overwhelming. Then let me show you the light, Rune whispered, drawing her closer. The space between them crackled with unspoken tension, their breaths mingling in the dim light. Before she could respond, a sudden roar echoed through the cave, reverberating off the walls like thunder. It sent a jolt of fear racing through Lena's veins. Rune's demeanor shifted instantly, his protective instincts igniting. Stay behind me, he ordered, moving to shield her from whatever danger lurked beyond. The atmosphere shifted dramatically as the pack's tension morphed into a palpable sense of impending conflict. Lena's heart raced, fear washing over her as she realized that their moment of connection had been shattered. Rune, what was that? She asked, her voice trembling. He didn't answer, his focus trained on the entrance of the cave, where shadows began to coalesce into forms. The growls of wolves echoed, mingling with the rustling of leaves outside. Prepare yourselves. Rune called to the pack, his voice ringing with authority. We have company. Lena took a step back, her heart pounding in her chest. She could feel the urgency in the air, a storm brewing on the horizon. It was a reminder that their world was fraught with danger and she was at the center of it. Stay close to me, Rune commanded as he positioned himself in front of her, the fierce protectiveness radiating off him. As the shadows grew more defined and the growls intensified, Lena understood that the moment of reckoning had arrived. The echoes of the cave whispered of destinies intertwined, but now the reality of that bond was becoming clearer, and far more dangerous than she ever anticipated. The air in the cave crackled with tension as the members of Rune's pack braced themselves for the impending attack. Shadows danced on the walls, flickering like anxious spirits, as Lena stood at the center of the chaos, her heart racing wildly. She could feel the weight of their gazes, the doubts and fears swirling around her like a tempest. Rune, ever the imposing figure, stood protectively in front of her, his jaw clenched and eyes narrowed as he surveyed the entrance of the cave. "Stay close to me, Lena," he urged, his voice a low growl that resonated with authority. "Whatever happens, I won't let them take you." Lena nodded, but inside she was a whirlwind of emotions. The realization that her presence could be both a beacon of hope and a catalyst for chaos gnawed at her. As the echoes of distant howls grew louder, she felt a strange pull within her, a flicker of power that had lain dormant. It was as if the very cave itself was awakening something deep inside her, something primal and fierce. Suddenly, the entrance burst open and a group of fierce-looking wolves from the rival clan surged into the cave, their eyes glinting with malice. The pack's members shifted into battle stances, baring their teeth and growling in unison. Lena's breath caught in her throat as she watched Rune transform, his body rippling with power as he became the alpha warrior she had only glimpsed before. "Protect her!" Rune shouted to his pack, his voice cutting through the chaos like a blade. "We fight for our home, for our future." As the first wave of attackers lunged forward, Rune met them head-on, a whirlwind of strength and fury. Lena's heart pounded as she watched him fight, the grace of his movements a beautiful yet terrifying sight. But just as she began to feel a surge of confidence in their combined strength, a sharp cry echoed through the cave. One of the pack members was caught off guard. "No!" Lena screamed, instinctively stepping forward, but Rune's fierce gaze locked onto hers. "Stay back," he commanded, his voice a mix of fear and desperation. "You are not ready." But something deep within Lena snapped. All the doubt, all the fear that had been building inside her surged forth, fueled by a primal instinct she didn't fully understand. Without thinking, she raised her hands, feeling an energy course through her fingertips, a warmth that spread through her entire being. The echoes of the cave seemed to respond, vibrating around her as ancient voices whispered secrets long forgotten. "Lena, what are you doing?" Rune shouted, concern etched across his rugged features. But it was too late. The energy exploded from her hands, a wave of brilliant light that illuminated the cave and sent the attacking wolves flying backward. The rival clan members yelped in shock, their ferocity turned to fear as they realized the young woman they had underestimated was no ordinary human. Lena felt the power surge through her, stronger than anything she had ever known. The cave's walls vibrated with her energy, and she could almost hear the echoes of the prophecy, urging her to embrace her fate. "Rune," she called, her voice steady despite the chaos. "I can help." He looked at her, disbelief mingling with awe. "But how?" "I don't know. But I can feel it." Lena shouted, her heart racing with exhilaration as she stepped forward, channeling the energy around her. The cave erupted with light and with it, a force that sent the rival wolves tumbling to the ground. In that moment, the tides of battle shifted dramatically. The pack, witnessing Lena's transformation, rallied around her, their spirits ignited by the display of power. Rune's eyes widened, a mix of pride and fear coursing through him as he fought alongside her, his movements now even more fierce and determined. "Together," he bellowed, and the pack responded with a united howl, their loyalty reinforced by the strength Lena had unknowingly awakened within them. As the chaos continued, Lena felt a connection with each member of the pack, their emotions intertwining with hers, drawing her deeper into their world. She could sense their fears, their hopes, and it fueled her resolve. This was her family now, bound together by more than just blood. They were united by destiny. "Lena, focus," Rune shouted, snapping her back to the present. "Keep channeling that energy. We can end this." With a nod, she concentrated, feeling the warmth of their unity wrap around her like a protective shield. She closed her eyes for a moment, envisioning the energy flowing through her, gathering strength as it surged from the very heart of the cave. The echoes transformed into a symphony of support, urging her onward. With renewed vigor, she raised her hands once more, and the light enveloped her, expanding outward like a shield. The rival wolves, caught off guard by the sudden surge of power, hesitated, their resolve faltering as they took a step back. "Now!" Rune shouted, and together they charged forward, the pack rallying behind them, emboldened by Lina's transformation. The cave resonated with the sound of unity, a force that sent ripples through the air, a power that could not be denied. As the battle raged on, Lina felt herself becoming one with the cave, the echoes guiding her movements, allowing her to anticipate the enemy's strikes. Each flick of her wrist sent waves of energy crashing against the rival clan, pushing them back, disorienting them. She was no longer just a bystander. She was a part of the fight, a force to be reckoned with. But just as the tide seemed to turn in their favor, a dark figure emerged from the shadows. A powerful warrior clad in deep crimson, eyes gleaming with malice. Lina's heart sank as she recognized the true threat. This was no ordinary foe. This was the leader of the rival clan, a being whose presence alone sent chills down her spine. "Foolish wolves," he sneered, his voice dripping with disdain. "You think you can protect her? She is nothing but a pawn in a game far beyond your understanding." Lina felt a shiver run through her, but she stood her ground. "I am not a pawn. I am more than you could ever imagine." With that declaration, a surge of energy erupted within her, and she unleashed it with all her might. The light enveloped the crimson warrior, momentarily blinding him as the air around them crackled with tension. Rune, sensing the shift, moved beside her, his presence steady and unwavering. "Together, Lina," he urged, his voice a grounding force amidst the chaos. "We can bring him down." As they fought side by side, Lina tapped into her newfound abilities, channeling her energy through Rune, creating a powerful bond that resonated through the cave. The echoes sang louder, a harmonious chorus that fueled their strength. Each thrust of their combined power sent shockwaves through the cave, reverberating against the walls, shaking the very foundation of the rival clan's resolve. With one final push, they unleashed their energy in a brilliant explosion of light, and the crimson warrior was thrown back, crashing against the cave's wall. The rival clan, witnessing their leader's defeat, faltered, their unity shattered. In that moment, victory was theirs. The remaining wolves retreated, fear etched into their eyes as they fled the cave, leaving Rune's pack triumphant. As the echoes of battle faded, silence enveloped the cavern, thick with the weight of what had just transpired. Lina stood breathless, her heart racing, her body trembling from the exertion of her powers. Rune turned to her, awe and concern mingling in his gaze. "Lina, what did you just do?" I don't know," she admitted, the adrenaline still coursing through her veins. "But I felt it. I felt everything." He stepped closer, his expression shifting from shock to a mixture of admiration and fear. "You're not just a key to the prophecy, are you? You're something much greater." Lina met his gaze, her heart pounding as she realized the implications of what had happened. They had fought together, and in that moment she felt a bond stronger than any chain that could bind them. But alongside the exhilaration came a wave of uncertainty. Could they truly withstand the trials ahead? Would her newfound abilities be a blessing or a curse? "Rune," she began, her voice barely a whisper, "what does this mean for us?" "I don't know," he replied, his brow furrowed with concern. "But I know one thing for certain. You are not alone in this. We will face whatever comes next together." As they stood amidst the remnants of battle, the flickering echoes of the cave slowly settled into a calming resonance, a reminder of their victory and the challenges yet to come. And in that moment, with uncertainty looming over them, they shared a passionate embrace, binding their hearts together against the chaos of the world outside. As the echoes of their recent battle faded into the shadows of the cave, Lina sat on a large stone, her head resting in her hands. The weight of the world felt heavier than ever, pressing down on her shoulders. Rune stood nearby, his imposing figure silhouetted against the flickering light of the torches, his expression one of concern mixed with admiration. The aftermath of the conflict had left everyone in the pack reeling, but it was the revelation that Lina was more than just a mortal woman that had shaken them to their core. "Are you all right?" Rune's voice was low and gentle, cutting through her spiraling thoughts. He moved closer, kneeling beside her, the warmth of his presence both comforting and overwhelming. I don't know what to think, she admitted, her voice barely above a whisper. One moment I'm struggling to understand who I am, and the next I'm told I'm the reincarnation of a goddess? How am I supposed to process that? Rune studied her for a moment, his piercing blue eyes searching for the truth behind her turmoil. You're not just any goddess, Lena. You're the wolf goddess, destined to lead us. This isn't just a title. It's a legacy that spans centuries. Your power, your connection to the pack, it's all part of you. But what if I'm not ready? She asked, her eyes wide with uncertainty. What if I can't live up to this destiny? He reached out, tucking a loose strand of hair behind her ear. You're stronger than you realize. You've already shown us that in battle. You have a fire within you that can't be extinguished. Embrace it. Lena took a deep breath, inhaling the scent of the cave, a mix of earth and stone, and the faint traces of the wildflowers that grew in the light. I want to believe that, but I'm scared. What if this is all too much? What if I fail? Rune's gaze softened and he leaned closer, his breath warm against her ear. You won't fail. You have me. You have the pack. We will face whatever comes together. You're not alone in this. The sincerity in his tone sent a shiver down Lena's spine, igniting a flicker of hope in her heart. But before she could respond, a commotion erupted from the deeper recesses of the cave. The pack members gathered, their expressions a mix of awe and confusion. As they whispered among themselves, Lena felt the weight of their scrutiny. What did they think of her now? Lena. One of the younger wolves, a fiery redhead named Talia, pushed through the crowd. Is it true? Are you really the goddess reborn? Lena's heart raced, her throat dry as she nodded hesitantly. I believe so. I'm still trying to understand what it means. A murmur of disbelief rippled through the pack. What does that mean for us? Another voice called out, a deep timbre that belonged to Aiden, a warrior known for his fierce loyalty but equally fierce skepticism. Rune stepped forward, his presence commanding silence. It means that Lena is our leader now. She holds the key to our survival against the rival clan. We need to unite behind her, not fear her. But what if she can't control her powers? Aiden challenged. What if she becomes a threat instead of a savior? Lena's pulse quickened at the doubt in his voice, but Rune's unwavering gaze gave her strength. We will train together. We will learn what it means to harness our gifts. Trust in her as I do. Trust doesn't come easily, Talia interjected, crossing her arms defiantly. We've lost too much already. How do we know she won't lead us to ruin? Because I won't let that happen, Lena stated, surprising herself with her own conviction. She stood, despite the tremor in her legs, and faced the pack. I may not understand everything about who I am, but I know I care for all of you. I want to protect this pack. There was a moment of silence as the pack processed her words. Then slowly, one by one, they nodded, a flicker of acceptance in their eyes. Even Aiden seemed to soften, though skepticism lingered. All right, he relented, his voice less harsh. We'll give you a chance, but you need to show us you can handle this. We'll train together. Thank you, Lena replied, relief flooding through her. I promise I won't let you down. With a newfound determination, Lena glanced at Rune, who stood proudly by her side. The bond between them felt palpable, electric. As the pack began discussing their next steps, Lena's mind raced with possibilities. Can you help me? She asked Rune, lowering her voice so only he could hear. I need to understand my powers, how to control them. Of course, he replied, his expression serious. We'll start tomorrow. I'll teach you everything I know. Together, we'll unlock your potential. The sun dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows in the cave as the pack dispersed to prepare for the coming days. Lena felt a mixture of excitement and fear at the idea of training, but she also knew that she had to embrace her destiny. As she and Rune walked side by side, their fingers brushed against each other, sending a spark of warmth through her. What if I'm not the goddess they all expect? She mused aloud, her voice barely above a whisper. You are who you are, Lena, Rune said softly. And that's more than enough. They'll come to see you for who you truly are, just as I have. Do you really believe that? She turned to him, searching his eyes for the truth. I do, he said firmly. And as your mate, I will stand by you every step of the way. Lena's heart swelled at his words. The bond they shared felt more profound than any connection she had ever known, intertwining their destinies in ways she could only begin to understand. As night enveloped the cave, she felt a sense of purpose rising within her. She was no longer just Lena, the girl who stumbled upon a hidden cave. She was destined to be something greater. A leader, a protector, a force to be reckoned with. And with Rune by her side, she would embrace whatever challenges lay ahead. "Let's do this," she said, her voice steady and strong. "Together." Rune smiled, his eyes sparkling with pride. "Together." With those words, they stepped into the unknown, ready to forge their destiny against the shadows that threatened to consume them. The path ahead would not be easy, but with love and unity, they would face whatever came next.